Blog Talk Radio.
Then you say, what you mean? Well, y'all not able to back up what you're teaching. You just said that because Alicia said it. But if you're really a student of the Bible, then you show me that. Don't tell me it's right because Alicia said it's right. Show me it's right because you are able to prove it's right. Now, I'm tired of y'all making all them statements that a day become before a night, and the only defense you have is Alicia said it. Now, is that an adequate response? Sure. I don't mind telling you that at all. Because if you can't back it up, and you've been in this class 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you can't show us a verse that clearly identifies to the world that the day starts before night, then maybe what they're saying is true. I certainly hope it's not. But you're going to have to do and show me something. Does anyone want to show us something?
They put their darkness for light. It broke your covenants of day and the night. You gave the sun and the moon and all the stars that shine. When you see them in the sky, but time, seasons and the time. Another reason to divide Genesis 1 and 5. You said the evening and the morning were the first day. Not from evening until morning or from evening until evening. What the heathen teaches to lead our birth race. Let's read the verse, wait. Jeremiah 31 and 35. If those ordinances depart from the order that you made it, then also shall the seed of Jacob see forever from being a nation. Some say he dumb because he don't understand the Hebrew language or speak the tongue and follow ancient civilizations. My lexicon is broken, but y'all define what's spoken. So he put the words in my mouth like Aharon to Moses. That's because I know the sire. You can't mix Yom and Lila or Enkoshek, neither. We travel with a pillar and cloud. By day and by night, a pillar of fire. Add not to, least he was proven, you be found a liar. If a day begins at evening when it's quite dark, well, let me ask the question, when does the night start? Is it the same? Them scriptures you can't find. Daniel 7:25, they'll think to change time. The fourth beast chopped the earth, still getting devoured. Now a day starts at 12 a.m. for 24 hours. But let me get some scripture proving day starts in the morning. Judges 19:25-26, of 1 Samuel 19:11, Numbers 11, verse 32, Exodus 16:23. It says tomorrow was the Sabbath, bake what you would bake today. See what you would see, cause in the morning you won't see a thing. They asking what is the importance, let me reconvene. Don't think it's only blabbing, cause if you don't know when the day starts, then you won't know when to keep the holy Sabbath. We follow modern men who teach you about historians. Pope George, Calendar, Gregorian. It gotta be a moral to the story in this spiritual war we in. Got me swinging pause again, cause we don't know the Father, they gon' have to bring more again. Job 17:12, check what the writers say. The light is short because the darkness, they change the night to day. Ain't here to scold or diss, so my mission's to show the difference. Confirming the holy scriptures, the curse if I low dimension. The wicked plotting while you sleep, creating bold inventions. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, they goal extension. Wipe out our whole existence by putting holes in the ozone. So we overexposed to the solar remission. If you would only listen, you would've got the news. I'm well protected like an insect. In the rascal cool that never hatched to bloom. Israel is black, Israelis, well, I guess the Jew lies like the back of June. Destroyed our culture, molded sculpture, but history will never say it right. The first ones that gave us Christ turned to day to night. I wonder would they change their life instead of hating sight and praying that I throw away my mic.
And Elohim divided. Notice everything was dark at first. And Elohim divided
the light from the darkness.
The light from the darkness.
And Elohim called the light day.
What's the first thing he defined? What's the first thing he gave a name to? What's the first thing he found that was good? Elohim called the light that it was good. So Elohim divided.
Number 28, verse 4 and 5, sacrifices involved, which is the order that's commanded by law. Morning and evening, we're offering that's given to God. Not meaning to be offensive, just bringing another witness. Exodus 10:13, in case your brain need refocus. The east wind came all day and night, next day you're falling locust. Y'all played ball darkness in Egypt while we had light and Goshen. Genesis 1:14, give you the reason for the light's appointed. Greater light the rule by day, less of the rule by night. So if that they saw as the healer, is that the greatest of light? Huh? Nah, that means the day is coming to conclusion. Yeah. That decree is given by y'all, and not yet jumping to conclusions. Psalm 136, 7 through 9, it explains plenty. But when you ask for a script that says that they saw as the light, they don't provide any. Further, can they explain what it means to decree that y'all said Ezekiel 46, 13 through 15? I mean, if a day starts at night, exactly what will you see? A vessel that can truly agree. I'm standing for my people. Y'all is righteous, never is it equal. Just for those who spoke in English or you fluent Hebrew. The Lord is given to Israel and not a stranger. Stand by the words of y'all. I'm just a freak of nature. I suppose no scripture flows an antidote to cure it for mental sickness. If it's broken, we need to fix it. Isaiah 60, 19, 20, reduce your theories of pennies. Obadiah, Azariah, spewing out y'all's fire. The covenant made was spoken 33 to Jeremiah. Yeah. Iron was sharp as iron.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein it is. By saying hallelujah, praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great and words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All you're going to get is the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is our king. He's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and he is our only savior, and not just of Israel, but Yahweh is the savior of the world. And I thank the Most High Yah for allowing us to come before you another day, bringing you his words. Today we're going to discuss the importance, two things that most people take for granted. And what are those two things? It's called the evening and the morning. You hear a lot of Israelites talk about it, but really, they really don't understand the significance of the evening and the morning. How instrumental it is, how the Creator brought it forth, and how it will lead, guide, and order our steps in what we are to do in our relationship with the Most High. So we're going to talk about the evening and the morning. The first thing we learn about the evening and the morning is the Creator used these set particular times to separate the day from the night. Well before there was a sun and a moon and stars, Yahweh would use what he called the evening and the morning. And these were just part of a day. Small parts of a day, but they were very instrumental parts of the day. One represent the beginning and one represented the end. If you want to know or get some scriptures that will signify and let you know what part of the day they represent, let me just show you a couple of scriptures. First, dealing with the first part of a day. The one good scripture that you want to read is in the book of Psalms 113. And we're talking about the evening and the morning and its significance. But many of our people have taken these times for granted. So when the morning comes, it seems not to be significant. And then when the evening comes, it also seems not to be significant. These things are just passed over, walked over, walked through. But is this what the Creator wanted? Watch what the Most High say in the book of Psalms 113. Very first verse, it says, "Praise ye Yah. Praise, O ye servants of Yah. Praise the name of Yah." And as you can see, it's telling us to praise the Most High and praise his name. And watch what it says. "Blessed be the name of Yah from this time and forevermore." And then it's going to tell you when to bless his great name. "From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised." So this seemed to be real significant to all those that will make the Creator's word the foundation of their learning as well as their life. And here it says, "You praise Yah from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same." And once you begin to learn when that is, and I'll tell you when it is, the sun rises in the morning, and then the sun sets in the evening. And this is the time that Yahweh say you were to praise him. And not only you praise him during those times, you're going to see great and significant acts, wonders that Yahweh will do at those times. And remember, the morning comes from the Hebrew word boker or boka. And the Hebrew word boker means the break of day, when the day is breaking from the night. The Hebrew word for evening is the Hebrew word erev. And erev means when the light is twisting away to become dark. And red means to be mixed. This is when the sky become mixed because the darkness is overcoming, overtaking, and trying to establish dominion over the light. and it's called At Rest. In between this time, the Almighty or the scriptures teach us to praise him from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Furthermore, Yahweh will say this in the book of Psalm 50. Now, why are we discussing this tonight, or today, rather? Well, it's very important that we understand time, and so consequently, it's important that we understand the evening and the morning. Because even though they are small parts of a day, they are very significant parts of a day. And a lot of activity happens. A lot of activity is supposed to happen at those times. And you read in the scriptures, a lot of things are going on. Watch what it says. Psalm 15:1, the mighty Elohim, even Yahweh has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. He called the earth. And what do we mean he called the earth? In other words, he called unto the inhabitants of the earth from that time. And again, when is that? Morning to evening. And there's certain prophecies that you need to learn about the morning and evening, because significant things are going to happen. And Yahweh always will do various wonders and miracles at these times, because these times are very significant. But when the day is becoming dark and now it is night, who take notice? And who take notice when the night is becoming day or morning? Who take notice then? Is it an event that Yahweh made and created with no purpose at all? No purpose for you to acknowledge? No purpose for you to see? No purpose for you to stop what you're doing and to acknowledge and recognize him? Well, let us see as we explore the evening and the morning. Let us look at another scripture, prophecy or scriptures concerning the evening and the morning. Look what it says in the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, I want us to read Isaiah 45, and this is what it says. Fifth verse, I am Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no Elohim beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. In other words, the Almighty is letting us know that he has been our guard, even though we didn't know him. That they may know. Who? Who is they? His people. From the rising of the sun. Why is he always starting at the rising of the sun? Why? What purpose, what significance does that mean? He's always starting there from the rising of the sun and from the west, which is where the sun set. That there is none beside me. I am Yah. And there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things. So these are the things that Yahweh said he would do. For he is the only Elohim, and there is none beside him. And he lets you know how he does it, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. So I can understand why Yahweh want us to praise him from that time, because that's when time begins, in the morning, when the light has overtaken the darkness. Another scripture. Let us look at the book of Malachi. In the book of Malachi, the first chapter. And what are we discussing? We're discussing the evening and the morning. But right now, we're just showing you when the morning begins. In the book of Malachi, the first chapter, the 11th verse, this is what it says. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, says Yahweh of hosts. So once again, here, there's going to come a time, Yahweh said, the whole earth, everybody, his name is going to be great amongst the Gentiles, let alone his own people. And they're going to burn incense unto Yahweh. Today, our people burning incense to themselves. And then you got some people, they burning incense to false idols. And some people just like the smell of the incense, and they want to get certain smells out of their house, or they want to create a certain aromatic environment in their house. But little do they know that the history of burning incense was a form of worship. This was a form of worship, and we're going to teach you that. And this was only done during worship. This is why the Creator told us, follow not the ways of the heathen. We begin to copy things that was not good for us. It was not in our best interest. And this is one of the ways we began false worship, burning incense, making sacrifices, and doing other things to things that were not the Most High, to vain things, things that don't mean nothing at all. But here Yahweh said, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, his name is going to be great among the nations. amongst the Gentiles. And in every place, incense shall be burnt, because that is a form of worship. Furthermore, still speaking about the evening and the morning, the clearest scripture that I can show you which one comes before the other and what type of events and activities happen at these times is in the book of Numbers 28. And we need to learn the various things that happen at this time, because this also affects you. When you want to know how Yahweh wants you to praise him and how he wants you to worship him and how he wants you to communicate with him, in the book of Numbers 28, watch what it says. Here he said, praise him from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. He said his name would be great from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. He said he called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. And look what he says in the book of Numbers 28, first verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, my offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire for a sweet savior unto me shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season. In other words, at their set appointed time. And this was an offering. This was a sacrifice. And thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire, which ye shall offer unto Yahweh. And watch what it says. Two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. The one lamb, which is the first lamb, shall thou offer in the morning. And the other lamb, which is the second lamb, thou shalt offer at evening. And when is morning? The break of day, or when the day breaks from the night. And when is evening? When the day comes to an end and the darkness began to take dominion. So you had to offer to the Creator two lambs a day. And watch what it says. And a tenth part of an ephod of flour for meal offering, mingled with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering which was ordained in Mount Sinai for a sweet savior, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh. And the drink offering thereof shall be the fourth part of a hin for the one lamb, which is the first one. In the holy place shalt thou cause the strong wine to be poured unto Yahweh for a drink offering. And the other lamb shalt thou offer at even as the meal offering of the morning. And as the drink offering thereof, thou shalt offer it a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savior unto Yahweh. And so, this is what you had to do every day. And so as a consequence, the evening offering had to be like the morning offering. I have to just grab my pad. Sorry about that. Again, we're speaking about evening and morning. And once again, we read where the Most High has plainly and clearly let us know that these set particular times very relevant to him. But we'll go through the day. We'll wake up, not recognize the morning. As a matter of fact, most people don't even wake up in the morning because the morning is the break of day. Matter of fact, when people wake up, it's already day, not morning. And you can't go by the times of our enemies. They done mess time all up. And surely evening is not recognized. You go right past evening as if it don't even exist. It never came. It never went. It never did nothing. And there's no stopping to acknowledge nothing, even though Yahweh said from the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same, Yahweh's name is to be praised. Even though Yahweh said he called the earth from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Even though he said his name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place shall incense be burned. And when did he say? From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. And now we're reading where Yahweh said, here he was to have two sacrifices a day. One in the morning, the first one in the morning, and the second one in the evening. And the offering of the second one or the other one had to be like the morning offering. So as you can see, the way Yahweh see it, a lot of activity is going on when it comes to Yahweh. But to us, morning is not significant at all. Evening, what is evening? We go right past it. We walk right past it. We step right over it. As if it never occurred. Another scripture in the book of Jeremiah. Now, why are these things important to Yahweh? But not important to us. And I'll get the one in, find the one in Jeremiah that I'm looking for. But, yeah, I found it, Jeremiah 35. Here we are. This is all over the scriptures, but I just want you to see, not only Yahweh wants you to praise him, not only Yahweh expected his offerings to made at those same times, but look what he had to say in the book of Jeremiah 35, and we're going to start reading at the 12th verse. Then came the word of Yahweh unto Jeremiah, saying, thus is Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, Go and tell the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive the instruction to hearken to my word, says Yahweh? Because this is all about Yahweh's word. The words of Yonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early, sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings. Go not after the other deities to serve them, and ye shall dwell in a land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearken unto me. So what is the Creator letting us know? That's when he sent the various prophets to the people. This is when he sent his words to the people. And when is that? From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. That's why he said he sent this word, this prophet, rising early and speaking. This is what he would do. You might ask, well, when did he send his word to the prophets? Well, let me show you that so you can understand why he sent his word from the rising of the sun into the going down of the same. Look what Yahweh had to say about his prophet. As a matter of fact, oftentimes when the angels would come to our people, most time they were coming at the evening time or at night time. And by the morning time, they were departing. And I want you to see some of this so you can understand the significance behind the very things that Yahweh wanted us to do, how he wanted us to recognize things. Right before I show you that, but let me show you this so you can understand where this is going. Look in the book of Psalms 141. What are we discussing? The evening and the morning. In the scriptures, it's very important. In the scriptures, it's essential set times of the day that Yahweh wanted us to know and recognize, acknowledge. And there's a lot of activity going on during that time that we should be acknowledging, but not so today. Look what it says. Starting at the very first verse. Yahweh, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice. When I cry unto thee, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. And then we not say incense was a form of worship. This is why we teach we shouldn't even be burning incense. Because the only people that can burn incense were our priests. Just like the only people that can make sacrifices were our priests. So we didn't just go around burning incense like other people do. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, because this is a form of worship. And watch what this says. And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. And why? Because that evening is a time of worship. And what do you think the morning is? Well, it also is a time of worship. And these also are times of praise. When we praise the Most High, when we thank the Most High, just like we were sacrificing to the Most High, and just like we will burn incense to the Most High. Did not we read that in the book of Malachi, the first chapter, the 11th verse? But I'm here to tell you these times are times that our people just walk through, just walk over, don't even acknowledge. But why? Have the enemy deceived us this much? Watch what it says in the book of Psalm 65. And yes, the enemy has deceived us. First of all, he got our people thinking the evening comes before the morning, which is a total lie. And secondly, even if it did, our people don't recognize no evening and morning, nor no morning and evening. They sleep through the morning, and they walk past the night. But just imagine if we were a people that turned back to the Most High. These two things we will definitely recognize. Why? Because there's too many important things that need to be done, that need to be acknowledged at these times. Watch what it says. Starting at the very first verse, Psalm 65. Praise waited for thee, O Elohim and Zion. And unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things and righteousness will thou answer us, O Elohim of our salvation, who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are far off upon the sea, which by strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and the evening to rejoice. Because that is a time of rejoicing. When the morning comes, Yahweh done brought you to another day. And then when the evening comes, Yahweh have even brought you through the day. And now you can sleep. Now you can rest. And now you can wait to rejoice and praise and worship Yahweh again. For this is what our fathers would do. Here's an example of what our fathers did during such times. For example, in the book of Genesis. Genesis 24. In the book of Genesis 24, at the 10th verse, this is what it says. And this story is about Abraham's servant and how he will go and select a wife for his master's son. Abraham was his master, and he went to select a wife for his master's son, Isaac. Now, you might ask, well, why would he send him, a servant? Well, the servant was just the instrument in which Abraham was sending, but he knew the course was of Yahweh, and a lot of times we don't recognize that when we on our path and when we on our course and we our feet and our steps are being ordered. We think it's us. And we forget about Yah. This is what it says. And the servant took 10 camels, the camels of his master, and departed. For all the goods of his master was in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water. Time of the evening. And what time is that? Even the time that women go out to draw water. That's how you know evening couldn't have been night. Because they're not drawing water at night. But they are drawing water in the evening. And when is that? Before it got dark. But at the time that the dark began to take dominion, which let you know evening means to be mixed, to be mingled. And this is what was going on. And he said, oh, Yah Elohim of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. And remember, when he's making this prayer, what time is it? It is evening. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. Why? Because it's evening. That's when they come draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink. And I will give the camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. Thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And of course, that's exactly what happened. He saw that the kindness of Yahweh was shown unto his master after his prayer at evening. And watch what it says in the 60, starting at the 62nd verse in this same chapter, Genesis 24 and 62. Unless he was going on here at these special, specific times that our people either sleeping through or walking through. And Isaac came from the way of the well, Lahavoi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide. And when is eventide? Eventide. It's evening. It's at the time where the tide of the water and the oceans began to rumble, to get strong, to get real active. Because as I told you before, there's a lot of activity going on at that time that our people are just walking through as if nothing is going on. Or in the morning, sleeping through when Yahweh trying to get your attention. But here Isaac was meditating at eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And what do you think he was meditating about? Yahweh. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when he saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered her face. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. So you see what was going on. Even at the evening time. Also, in the book of Genesis 29. And watch what it says. Verse 21. And Jacob said unto Laban. Well, let's start that so you can understand what's going on. The 15th verse. And Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Yaakov loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. And they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Yaakov said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him. And he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah his maid for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve thee with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be done so in our country to get a younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this service also for the service which thou hast served with me yet 7 other years. And Yaakov did so. Fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. So I just want you to see how important these times are. Look in the book of Genesis 30. And watch what it says in Genesis 30, starting at the 14th verse. And Reuben went in, and Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest, found mandrakes in the field, and brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandry. And she said unto her, is it a small thing, matter, that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldst thou take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening. And why in the evening? For Yahweh already had told us, man going to his work until evening. What do you think happens at evening when Yahweh get his praise, when Yahweh get worshiped, when Yahweh get an offering, when Yahweh get acknowledged? But not so today, because our people walk right through the evening as if it was never was. And Leah went out to meet him and said, thou must come in unto me, for surely I've hired thee with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night, because the evening is right before the night. So why can't we take the time to acknowledge the evening? Yahweh do. Why can't we take the time to acknowledge the morning? Yahweh do. But for some strange reason, we don't. Here, we got laws, such as in the book of Leviticus. Oh, right before I show you this law, I want you to see this. Also, in the book of Genesis, Thirty-two. And watch what this says. And we're going to start reading at the 24th verse. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when is the breaking of the day? And what is the breaking of the day called? Well, it's called morning. The day is breaking. It's breaking forth. It's breaking away from the night. And when he saw that he prevailed not again against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And watch what the angel said. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. So the angel, he wanted Jacob to let him go because the day was breaking. The day was coming forth. The day was almost overtook the night. And he wanted to depart before the day came all the way in. But it was breaking. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Yaakov. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Yaakov, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with Elohim and with men, and hast prevailed. And Yaakov asked him, and he said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou do ask after my name? And he blessed him there. So when, watch this. And Yaakov called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen Elohim face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he held it upon his thigh. In other words, now the sun is coming up. So even the great blessing, the name of Yisrael was given to us. At the same time, Yahweh would tell us to praise him, to worship him, to call upon him, and to open up our ears unto him. For he said he'd been sending prophets and rising up early, calling upon us, but we will not hear. And no wonder we won't hear, because we sleep right through the morning. But this is when we got our name. Furthermore, as I was stating, not only Yahweh would do wonders and miracles during this time, we had laws that clearly indicated to us how we are to recognize these very important times, such as in the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter. And watch what it says in the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter. All the way, Leviticus, the 11th chapter, speak about our dietary laws. And it clearly lets us know that when we eat certain things, when we touch certain things, we are unclean, or it is unclean to us. But then we get down to the 24th verse, and this is what it says. And for these ye shall be unclean. Whosoever toucheth the carcass of them shall be unclean until the evening. Why? Why until the evening? Because at evening is a period of time that Yahweh have used as a separation, as an appointed time where you can be clean at that time to call, to worship, and to praise him. Your prayers is like a sacrifice to Yahweh. So he wants you clean at the evening. Watch the 27th verse. So we just read down to it. And whosoever bear out of the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. The carcasses of every beast were divided the hoof, and is not cloven footed, nor chewed the cud, are unclean unto you. Everyone that toucheth them shall be unclean. And whatsoever goeth upon his paws, among all manner of beasts that go on all four, those are unclean unto you. Whoso toucheth their carcass shall be unclean until the evening. And he that beareth the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. They are unclean unto you. And all through the book of Leviticus, you will see that you are unclean until the evening. Why? Because the evening marks the end of a day. You won't read, well, you're unclean until the morning, because that's the beginning of a day. And at evening, Yahweh still wants his praise. He still wants his worship. He still desires his offering. So evening, as well as the morning, should and supposed to be recognized by the children of Israel. And when you don't recognize it, it's only because you're not recognizing Yahweh. You're not fulfilling his desires. fathers did. Watch what Daniel would do. In the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter. In the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter, the 20th verse. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before Yah my Elohim for the holy mountain of my Elohim. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And what is an oblation? Well, an oblation is an offering. And what offering is being made? Well, his prayer. And he informed me and talked with me and said, "Oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding." And when was that? At evening. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth. And I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. And this shouldn't be surprising, because these are the times where Yahweh will come to our people. This is the time when he will send angels. Why do you think the angel was trying to lead Jacob by the morning? He had been with Jacob all night long. It says in Daniel the 6th chapter. In the book of Daniel, the 6th chapter, starting at the very first verse, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, Darius, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was the first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find no occasion nor fault. For as much he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his Elohim." Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, "King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any Elohim or man for 30 days, not 28, not 29, not 31, but 30 days. And why 30? Because even they knew 30 was the time of a month. "Except of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions." Now imagine if a royal decree is made and you cannot petition Yahweh for 30 days. Well, for most, this is nothing. You go through the mornings and the evenings anyway. But to those who had a heart in the spirit and the mind of Daniel, this is a grievous decree. Now, O King, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree. Now, Daniel could have fought this. Daniel could have said, man, no, this is not good. This is going to endanger me because I'm praying every day, every morning, every evening. But no, Daniel didn't fight. He didn't give his 2 cents. Once the writing was signed, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber, because he could have went in a closet. He could have went in the dark. But no. He went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his Elohim as he did aforetime. And here all we talking about is the evening and the morning, but Daniel would do it 3 times a day. Then he's men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his Elohim. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man shall ask a petition of any Elohim or man within 30 days except of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Yehuda, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but make it his petition 3 times a day. So they watched Daniel do this in the morning. Then they watched Daniel do this at midday. And then this is what will happen. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him, because he had already prayed that morning. He had already prayed that midday. And now the princes done came to the king, and now he labored till the sun go down to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy Elohim whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And now when it says they labored until the going down of the sun, in other words, before that sun went down, when do you think Daniel was thrown in the lion's den? In the evening, the going down of the sun. And did not I tell you, these are the times that Yahweh have established to be recognized. And here at evening, instead of Daniel praying, he's been thrown in a lion's den. And watch what it says. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace, passed the night fasting. He could have went in the middle of the night, but no, that wasn't the time. that he would see the great miracle of Yahweh. He passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning. And why? Did not Yahweh say, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, his name is to be praised? And he went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. Spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servants of the living Elohim, is thy Elohim whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My Elohim has sent his angel. And when do Yahweh send his angels? At night, for the most part, at night. I have shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Now do you see how important these times are, the evening and the morning, times in which our people either walk through without recognizing, without acknowledging, or they either sleep through without recognizing or acknowledging. But these times are times of praise, times of worship, times of wonders and miracles. Yahweh said he sent his prophets rising up early. What you think he's sending them to? To the people. He can rise up early and get the word of Yah. Watch this in the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. Or Genesis 19, rather. Genesis 19. In the book of Genesis 19, the very first verse, this is what it says. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. When is evening? When the day is ending. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them and bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold, now my masters, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house. Tarry all night and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they say, no, but we will abide in the street all night, because the evening is right before the night. And he pressed upon them greatly. And they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread. And they did eat. Again, recognizing the great times of Yahweh. Look what Yahweh had to say in the book of Exodus 16. But do we recognize that time? Exodus 16. In the book of Exodus 16. The very first verse. And they took their journey from Elam. And all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moshe and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto Daniel, would to Elohim we had died by the hand of Yahweh in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said Yahweh to Moshe, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moshe and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, at even, then ye shall know that Yahweh hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of Yahweh, for that he heareth your murmurings against Yahweh. And what are we that ye murmur against us? In other words, we're nothing. And Moshe said, this shall be when Yahweh shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that Yahweh hear your murmurings, which you have murmured against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Yahweh. And you must understand that Yahweh said we are a kingdom of priests. And when do a priest supposed to rise up? Is it not in the morning and the evening? Is not this is when he did his business? And we supposed to be a kingdom of priests. So when do we supposed to do our business? Watch what it says in the book of Leviticus 24. But the evening and the morning means nothing to the world, especially our people, because they just walk through it, sleep through it, cook clean through it, but don't acknowledge it. Watch what it says. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, first verse, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually without the veil of the testimony. In the tabernacle of the congregation shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning before Yahweh continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before Yahweh continually. So the oil lamps, they were burnt starting in the evening. And then they were put out in the morning. Still acknowledge Yahweh in everything that they would do. That's how we know the Sabbath day starts in the morning. Matter of fact, every day starts in the morning so we can praise Yahweh. But then in the Day of Atonement, Yahweh said we were to begin our affliction in the evening of the ninth. From evening unto evening shall we celebrate our Sabbath. Still acknowledging Yahweh during those special, specific, appointed times. And the last scripture I want to show you is in the book of Ezekiel 46. And this one, I don't understand why people would disregard what Yahweh would have to say in Ezekiel 46. And the only thing that I can think of is because of arrogance and pride. And what Ezekiel says, starting at the first verse, Ezekiel 46, thus says Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath, it shall be opened, and in the day of the new month, it shall be opened. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. In other words, when our people went to worship on the Sabbaths and the new months, the gate was open. It was closed the 6 working days. But in the Sabbath day and the new months, it was open. And what time do you think it was open for worship? Why, in the morning, not the evening. It was not open in the evening. Here it says the gate shall be shut in the evening. Open in the morning, shut in the evening. No, it didn't go past evening and go into the night, and then you start praying and start doing whatever you want to do. No, the gates were shut in the evening. If Yahweh wanted you to pass evening, he wouldn't have shut the gates. But here our people will keep their gates open, go all through the night, not acknowledging Yahweh and his word at all. Watch what it says. Likewise, in addition to, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yahweh in the Sabbaths and in the new months. And when? Starting in the morning and closing down in the evening. Will you take the time to acknowledge Yahweh when Yahweh wants to be acknowledged? When Yahweh wants his praise? When Yahweh wants to be worshipped? When Yahweh wants his gates open? When Yahweh wants his priests to do his business? Or will you continue to walk through the evening and sleep through the morning? It's up to you, for it is Yahweh who said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
Mercy, and it's love and kindness, 'cause I know that I ain't worthy.